We greet you all this evening very warmly, you who have come, and also all those who are joining us online via the internet. We greet you and we wish all God's richest blessing. May the Lord bless us this evening. May He be in our midst. May He give us His word. May He give grace to speak and grace to hear. We are grateful that you are here despite of this extreme heat. May the Lord help us tonight. Let us sing two songs from these little booklets. We start with song 35. Hymn 35. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Number 35.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but
we are grateful to God for the grace which He has given us personally to us, that we can be here tonight And that we can be certain that He is present through His Holy Spirit to bless us, to heal, to save by the blood on the cross of Calvary. May the Lord open the windows of heaven and may He let come showers of blessing upon us. Let us sing as the second hymn.
Lied Nummer 14.
Song number 14.
Lied Nummer 14.
Hymn number 14. Showers of blessing. Number 14.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again, over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Thank you. We can say amen to it. Showers of blessing. We need also tonight, not only for rain, for the natural rain, but for the spiritual rain of blessing tonight. Mercy drops round us are falling, but the showers we plead. May the Lord grant it tonight. May He all revive us, quicken us through His presence, through His word, through His Holy Spirit. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I'd like to read a word for introduction. from Psalms 103, the first five verses, and then also verse 8. Psalms 103. Here David says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and with tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Verse 8, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy." Praise and thanks for this wonderful verses, for this wonderful word. Forget not. Also we, brothers, sisters, we are looking for the blessings of the Lord, yes. We expect that the Lord manifests himself in our midst, that he does miracles and wonders in the name of our Lord. But very often we forget for all what he has done already. Has he not all our iniquities forgiven on the cross of Calvary? And do we not have the promise that he healeth all our diseases? We read it, of course. By his wounds we are healed. Do we believe it? Then it must be manifested in our lives for the glory of his wonderful name. He redeemed our life from destruction, and he crowns our old age with loving kindness and tender mercies. Brothers, sisters, the Lord is full of mercy also tonight. Yes. May we all remember our brothers and sisters who are in trouble, who are sick, who are lying in hospital. Much trouble is amongst the people of God. But we have the promise. He is the Lord our physician. By his wounds we are healed. Just let us take it by faith personally. Let us take possession of it. And then also tonight we can all be helped. May the Lord come to his right in our midst with each one of us. May he all cover us with his blood. And may he, through his word, speak to all of us. This is my request, my prayer. Lord, give grace. Give grace to speak, grace to hear, and grace to believe, grace to experience what we are hearing. May the Lord give it to us tonight. Now I ask Brother Schmidt to come. We stand up. Great God in heaven, we believe you. We believe your word. We believe what you promised. And so we are now coming in this hour, in this moment, here at this place, and also worldwide, where your people are hearing and watching. As the songwriter expressed it, and we are tuning in now, as we bow before you now, when we call upon you, Lord in heaven, we bow before your presence. Lord in heaven, we cast down before you. We cast ourselves down. Lord in heaven, now we call upon ye and we ask you, great God, you alone, as we read it, you alone, who are crowned us with mercy and loving kindness. Please be merciful to us and give grace, Lord. As the psalm writer expressed it, I repeat, verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious. Merciful and gracious art thou. Lord, we thank you for your, we pray for your grace, and also worldwide, Lord. Lord in heaven, you know everything, all the troubles, all the needs, as it was expressed already, we lay everything before you. You are the great physician. You are nigh to us. We thank you, and we ask you, bless also the lips through which you can speak, and you will speak. We have come to hear. I am come to hear. And I believe we all want to hear what you have to say to us. But not only being hearers of your word, but also to do accordingly, because you, Lord in heaven, you spoke it out. You said to your people Israel, he who does accordingly will have life. Lord, you yourself, you said, he who believes you and your word, he has eternal life. We thank you and we ask you, please bless us. Bless worldwide and let us praise you, the living and the true God. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us sing, Only Believe, Only Believe. Only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. You may be seated. I also would like to welcome all of you very warmly. We are, of course, gathered from near and from far, from the various continents, and we are very grateful to the Lord God that there is a place where we truly are coming together for one purpose, to hear the true word and to experience our personal preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. Firstly, the brief greetings from Abidjan. Greetings from, one moment, from Italy. Greetings from Africa. Greetings from Cuba. Greetings from Hungary. Greetings Denver, Colorado. Greetings from the Czech Republic. Greetings from South Africa. Greetings. Likewise, South Africa. Greetings. Again, South Africa. And greetings from Mozambique. Greetings from the DRC. Greetings from Brother John from Bucharest. Special greetings from him. Then, greetings from Johannesburg, from Brother Motika. Greetings from Brother Leonard from Cape Town. Greetings from Moldavia. Greetings from Rwanda. Greetings from England. Greetings from Italy. Greetings from Brother Bruce Clute from Cape Town. Greetings from Brother Nyagi. Greetings from Brother and Sister Anderson from Auckland, New Zealand. Greetings from Africa. Greetings from Hungary. Greetings once again, Czech Republic. Then again, Johannesburg. And greetings again, Africa. Again, Johannesburg. And once again, Gerlando, Palermo. Then greetings. Most certainly Africa. Then Abidjan again. Again Abidjan. Again India. And Haiti. Gabon. Yes. That was it. There are some prayer requests. Brothers and sisters, we are very grateful with all our hearts, really with all our hearts, that all the world can hear and experience and see, whoever looks at this list here, where the people are gathering in 172 countries, connecting on which channels, brothers and sisters, it's just very powerful. Then we have here, once again, telephone greetings. Dr. Mbie, Dr. Chowawa, and Brother Mwamba, Brother Kasadi, Brother Jacques, Brother Baumgartner, Switzerland, Brother Müller, Germany, a brother from Orléans, and a brother from Kinshasa, once again, Nairobi, then Brother Cecil from Pretoria. Yes, brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, we are really joined on the inside with all who are now believing God and who believe the word, especially the promise for this time. Then today, we have very special visit from many countries. Firstly, I would like to greet the whole family Wendell Ellis from Edmonton. Be welcome. You, of course, belong here. You all learned the German language. And may God bless you in a very special way today. Also, our sister, precious sister, Françoise. Then we have Brother Johnny Davis from India. Where are you, Brother Johnny Davis? Where are you? Where is Brother Johnny Davis?
Just come here for a moment.
Please come to the front.
Brother Johnny Davis
is a very special man. You are a special man. His daddy was my first and best translator in India since 1964. At the time he was 1 year old. But now Johnny is here. Just a word of greeting.
Praise be to the wonderful holy name of Jesus.
Preis sei dem herrlichen heiligen Namen Jesus.
It's a great privilege and honor for me to be here in this congregation this evening.
Großes Vorrecht und Ehre hier in dieser großen Versammlung zu sein.
When I heard Brother Frank's message, I was a 1-year-old baby sleeping in the lap of my mother.
Als ich Bruder Franks Botschaft zum ersten Mal hörte, schlief ich auf dem Schoß meiner Mutter mit einem Jahr.
And all through the years, when he came to the city of Chennai, I heard his message through these years.
Und jedes Mal, wenn in die Stadt Chennai kam, habe ich seine Botschaft gehört.
Blessed are the hears what the Lord speaketh to us in this time.
Gesegnet sind all die Jahre, in denen der Herr so zu uns geredet hat.
Blessed are the eyes what we are God is seeing before our eyes.
Gesegnet sind die Augen, die es sehen.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Dies ist der Tag, den der Herr gemacht hat.
May the Lord bless you.
Möge der Herr euch segnen.
Thank you,
God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Yes, God bless you. Ja. Und dann haben wir Bruder Emmanuel.
Brother Emmanuel. Where are you, Brother Emmanuel? Please stand up.
God bless you. Will you come in just say one word? Not a sermon. Just one word.
Just a word of greeting, no sermon. Brother Emmanuel is working for the country of India.
Yes.
I greet you all, brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Grüße euch alle Brüder und Schwestern im Namen des Herrn Jesus Christus.
Also, I bring greetings from our congregation in London.
Ich bringe Grüße von der Versammlung in London.
And special greetings from the part of the countries where God has asked me to go and minister the word.
Und besonders von den Ländern, wo Gott mich bat, sein Wort zu bringen.
Especially in northern India.
Besonders im Norden Indiens.
Part of Nepal.
Und in Nepal.
Part of Southeast Asia.
Und in Ostasien.
Lord is doing great job in those areas.
Der Herr tut Großes in dieser Gegend.
We are so thankful that we can recognize.
Wir sind so dankbar, dass wir
and he has opened our understanding to know that divine calling for this time.
Und hat unser Verständnis geöffnet, den göttlichen Ruf für diese Zeit zu erkennen.
Because we have recognized the divine calling.
Wir haben den Ruf erkannt.
We received the revelation and blessing of that calling.
Und wir haben den Segen dieses Rufes empfangen.
May God be praised.
Möge Gott gepriesen sein.
May God continue to prepare us till he comes.
Möge Gott fortfahren, uns zu bereiten, bis der Herr kommt.
May God bless the ministry of our dear brother.
Möge Gott den Dienst unseres Bruders segnen.
What God has assigned him. God has assigned him with this ministry.
Gott hat ihn ja gefunden für diesen Dienst.
May God be praised.
Möge Gott verherrlicht sein.
And God bless you all, brother.
Und Gott segne euch alle.
Amen.
And God bless you and Amen. Be with you. God bless you and be with you.
God bless you. Whom else have we got? I hope that we don't forget anyone. We have brother Joshua. Brother Joshua.
Where are you, Brother Joshua?
Where are you?
Wo ist unser Bruder?
I don't see him. Where is he?
Ist unser Bruder
Where is our brother Joshua? I'm not sure from which country, from which city. God bless you, wherever you are. Then we have Brother Samuel in our midst from Atlanta. Where are you, Brother Samuel? God bless you.
Yes, have you got greetings? Come quickly. Just say one word. And then we put Justin here.
Then we have Brother Justin in our midst. Brother Forestieri. We have so many brothers in our midst who are ministering with the word and who are blessed by the Lord.
Yes. Que le Seigneur vous bénisse.
Möge der Herr euch.
May the Lord bless you.
Moi c'est frère Samuel Moussaou d'Atlanta.
I'm Brother Samuel from Atlanta.
Petit-fils de son ami Dr Mbie.
Und ich bin ein Freund und des Freundes Dr Mbie.
I'm a friend of the friend of Brother Dr Mbie.
D'Atlanta.
Und empfangt jetzt die Grüße von allen Brüdern.
Receive now the greetings from all brothers and sisters from Atlanta. God bless you. To the Lord be the thanks. And all the others, may all the brothers whom we didn't mention, Brother Tati, Brother Gilbert, Brother Hervé, and all brothers from all peoples and tongues, may they all know that we appreciate it, that you are coming to hear God's word. Brother Hans Hendrich, do you want to say a few words? Do you want to pray with us? Please come. Just one word. He was with us in Romania. And in Romania, we had our 50th anniversary. Since 50 years, I'm traveling there. More than 30 times, I was in the country of Romania. And I tell you, God has given so much grace. Also this time, more than 1,500 people were gathered to hear the word of the Lord. And then afterward, there was a water baptism. God has just given grace and again grace. Just say us a few words. We are very grateful to the Lord that the word accomplishes for what it was sent for. Much fruit comes forth for eternity. This we see in our midst there. Also this time in Romania, hundreds of people were there for the first time in their lives. And some made their decision to be baptized. And they are all getting the connection in the kingdom of God. And for this we are grateful. Yes, we contribute with our prayers to it. And we are so grateful to the Lord that His word accomplishes in our time for what the Lord has purposed for it. The return of the Lord is near. The time is at hand, and we all believe that the Lord will confirm His work at the end. Amen. Let us now thank the Lord for this weekend. I think we all have an open heart. The word comes by hearing. The faith comes by hearing. May we all stand up again. May we all stand up and pray. Dear Lord, we are conscious of your presence, Lord, for wherever you are present, there all things are possible. Tonight, Lord, we are in your presence because you called us from near and far. Beloved Lord, we are coming to hear what you have to say to us. We have come with an open heart and to receive the faith, the perfect faith, because we believe that all things are possible. There where you are present, all things are possible. Tonight, Lord, we want to believe with all our hearts. We want to experience you in the power of your resurrection. May you bless us. May you be the speaker of your word, and may you bless us. May you bless every heart who receive your word. We thank you with all our hearts. We are not looking on circumstances tonight. We are looking on you. And we want to thank you with all our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. Thanks be to the Lord. Where's our brother Justin from Johannesburg? Please stand up so that we can see you. He has a special journey. Pardon? Pardon? Brother Justin, come here for one moment. Last weekend he was here, and then he made a trip into the USA to Washington. And after he was searching for this photograph until he found it.
In three words, tell us what you experienced. Just not a story, just a few words. You were there,
you saw it.
Yes. Just a few words. Yes.
We were at Madison Building in Capitol Hill, and we saw the picture.
Ja, also wir waren dort in Washington. Wir haben dieses Foto gesehen.
It is kept in Capitol Hill at the
in the library. Capitol, ja.
Yes. In at the Congress Library.
In the hall. Congress
Library Hall.
Ja, Library
Hall.
Yeah.
Which is a building.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So it is on the third floor, and it is kept in the drawer.
Und wie mir damals gesagt wurde, das möchte ich jetzt auch betonen, yes, als ich das im Dezember 68 dort in der Ausstellungshalle gesehen habe,
so
sagte
the
der Mann,
Wall of Art, the man told me, there's no description for this photo and there's no public interest. This photograph will end up in a drawer. And our brother, now, 3 weeks ago, he was there. And the lady pulled this drawer. He made photos of it until she found this photograph. And she gave it to him. He showed it to him. God bless you, brother. God bless you. It's so nice. That we have brothers who also would like to give testimony of that, what God has done in our time. Brothers and sisters, it must be said here, we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the return of the Lord. But we proclaimed to you in truth the word of God, and we made you aware of that, what God is doing in our time. Not only this photograph of January 1950 in Houston, Texas, when Brother Branham came to the platform and he said, I don't need to give testimony of myself. The Lord who sent me, he will testify of it. And the photographers, they made their pictures. And not one photograph came out. Just one single photo came out. All the other photos were nothing. Just one single photograph remained in the camera. And Mr. Kipperman, he came at midnight to Brother Branham and he said, listen, what is this above your head? There's a light. Brothers and sisters, the Lord God didn't speak in darkness and he didn't work in darkness. The Lord God worked in a supernatural way in our time, he gave testimony of that, what he has promised for us, what he had ordained for us. And we also remember 1933, when this supernatural cloud, which we see here, this supernatural cloud, with a rushing, Brother Branham said, it was a rushing of wind, and then he looked up, and then the voice sounded as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Brothers and sisters, in a supernatural way. And who of you? Who of you? Matthew 17, Luke chapter 9, and Mark chapter 9. Whoever reads it will find out that on the Mount of Transfiguration, the supernatural cloud came down, and the disciples were veiled into this cloud. Just read it, Mark 9. Read it in Luke chapter 9. And that the Lord in our time draw our attention to that. Yes, he did it. What he has ordained for this very last period of time before the return of the Lord. Do you know what this means for me? And shall I tell you sincerely and honestly, the calling of Brother Branham was just a part of the plan of salvation of God, just as the calling of Moses in Exodus in chapter 3, when the Lord appeared to him in the burning bush, and he said, I have heard the crying of the people, and I descended to you to deliver. And who will send you? Who? As the Lord spoke to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I just looked it up. Brothers and sisters, every man of God could look back and could say when and where it happened. Also John the Baptist, I read it today. The word of God came to him, and he came on the scene. And he was even told, upon whom you see the Spirit descending, it is him. All who received a commission in the kingdom of God and who receive it today, they must receive a calling first. Otherwise, there's no sending. And we're just so grateful that the Lord has taken care for it. He, of course, took his prophet home, who brought the message. But the message, the word message, was, of course, carried into all the world. It was preached. And not only Matthew 24:14 was fulfilled, also the other scriptures which testify of it. The gospel had to be preached to all nations. The full gospel, the original gospel, the true gospel had to be preached unto all nations. And the Apostle John, he also said in Revelation 12, verse 6, he saw the angel flying through the heavens who had to proclaim an everlasting gospel to all nations and peoples. And then came the call, fear God and give glory and honor to him. What we need is the fear of God. That we know that when God gives promises in His Word, then He is watching over it to fulfill them. Did we understand this? Did we understand this? Do we believe with all our hearts that the return of the Lord is really very, very near, and that the last message, the last call has gone forth, and it is still going forth, so that all who are part of the bride of the Lamb, that they let themselves be prepared in the absolute certainty of faith. There's not a single doubt. God and His Word are true. And we believe as the Scripture says. And whatever God promised, this we will also experience by His grace. Now, the Scriptures from Thessalonians. Every time one could read them anew. Time and again one could read them anew. Because the man of God was in the Spirit and was under the inspiration of the Spirit. He was writing here. First Thessalonians, chapter 3, actually in all the chapters, Paul spoke and wrote of the return of the Lord. Probably it was his main subject. First Thessalonians, chapter 3, and here it is verse 13, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. To the end, He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at
seinen ja Willen erfüllen wird und wiederkommen wird,
at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. Brothers and sisters,
bei mir hat alles ein bisschen nachgelassen im Laufe der Zeit.
In the course of time, I cannot read properly, but read it up yourself. What is written here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, then verse 13, read it. When our Lord will return in holiness, and that we will stand before Him unblameable Brothers and sisters, we will emphasize it, we have to emphasize it, that the meetings which God gives unto us, that they really have only one purpose. Everything else belongs to it, yes. Saving of the soul, healing of the body, deliverance, the full gospel just belongs into the center. But the purpose of the preaching now is given for that one purpose. Given for one purpose by God. That we experience our personal experiences of salvation, and that the Lord gives us repentance and tears, that we can come to Him, that we can sincerely and honestly ask for forgiveness, because we are all born in sin, separated from God, giving over to death, but our Lord, of course, came from the spiritual body into the body of flesh, And here, in his body of flesh, he took upon himself all our sins, all our guilt, everything what we did wrong, all the sicknesses, everything he took upon himself, and he nailed it to the cross. And God was in Christ. And in that moment, when the blood of the Lamb was shed, God was reconciled with the world by the blood of the new covenant. And brothers and sisters, this is a divine fact which nobody can take from us. Doubt yourself, doubt wherever you want, but don't doubt God and don't doubt God's holy word, but believe rather with all your heart what is written. And Paul could of course testify of it. I am crucified with Christ. Now I live no more, but Christ lives his life through me. This personal renewing, this new birth, that the new divine life can be manifested in us, so that we really receive the certainty of faith, to not have run in vain, but that we reach our goal, our destination, that we will be with the Lord at all times. Now, the next scripture, right in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, just very powerful how the man of God writes of the return of the Lord. Here, but he himself, the God of peace, may he sanctify you. Verse 23, holy, and I pray, verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you holy, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The return of the Lord. What a privilege. And I just have to emphasize it. Tell me, where on earth is a divine call which came after that what God has done through Brother Branham, what he taught through him? Where is it? I don't say it for my sake. Where is one single man on the earth? Where? Who can say, with these ears, I have heard the mighty voice of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we are of course living in the last period of the time of salvation. And it just belongs to it. And as Brother Bram said, when you get the people to believe you, yes, here we have it. Here we have the point. Whoever cannot believe that John the Baptist was a man sent from God, what happened? They went on their own ways. Whoever didn't believe in the Lord, they went on their own ways. That's how it was in the days of our Lord. And thus it is today. Whoever does not believe God, even the continuation, whoever doesn't believe in it, because God only took the messenger so that the message can then reach the ends of the earth. And that God took care of it, that in our time it took place. I just remember when Brother Green spoke of it, that he has taken care of it, that now some in the country can hear the sermon via the telephone hookup of Brother Branham. Via the telephone hookup, they heard the sermons of Brother Branham. It meant much to him. It was just powerful at the time. Not only in the chapel in Jeffersonville, they heard it, but by a telephone hookup. What can we say today? What a grace God has given us. Also by the technique. God did everything in such a way that we can see it with our own eyes and with our own ears we can hear it, and we can have part in that what God is doing right now. We can have a full part in it. Let us say it once again. We are all going through trials, and so many trials as now are going forth among the believers, it was never before, never. But in the same way, we have answers of our prayers. I've seen our sister Johanna. God did a healing miracle. God is doing great things. We believe with all our hearts that God confirms His word. And when we continue with the subject of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, then every time we can emphasize anew that what God did through the ministry of Brother Branham. Listen once again. In December 1962, Brother Branham told me, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food which belongs to it. And can you imagine a Brother Frank goes for the first time into the chapel of Brother Branham on the 2nd of December 1962. I was sitting down among the people there. And then Brother Neville told me, Sid, let us stand up for prayer. And we all stood up. And Brother Hickerson, with his deep voice, he said, thus saith the Lord God, my son Frank, you didn't cross the ocean in vain. Don't be disappointed that you didn't meet my prophet yesterday. You will meet him tomorrow, and he will tell you all things, what is upon your heart. Please forgive me when I say this. I was thinking that the lightning strikes down from the blue sky. The man didn't know me at all. And then came the moment in both meetings on the 2nd December, in both meetings, in the morning and in the evening, Brother Neville asked me to say something. And I was reading a word. In both meetings, I was preaching a short sermon, and I gave testimony of that, what I experienced in the meetings of Brother Branham. And then came Monday, the 3rd of December. Brothers and sisters, God took care for the direct continuation. And then came March 1963. And just think of it. Hey, Brother Branham told me, Brother Frank, can you preach in my stead in Los Angeles? I cannot go there. I must pack my things. Because of a vision, we have to move to Arizona. And I said, yes. Just think of it. A man of God, as he was never on the earth. And then he said, Brother Frank, can you preach in my state in Los Angeles? I was never in Los Angeles before. What do I want to say with it? I don't present myself. No, I don't present myself. I just want to say that God took care for it, that the continuation was prepared, that I didn't jump with a parachute into something. No, God himself took care of it, that I was acquainted with the ministry which God has given to Brother Branham. Yes, I remained acquainted. And then, when the time was fulfilled, I could carry the word by his grace. And I, as I said before, also in all of Eastern Europe, 1966, 67, Western Europe, from 68, 69, Eastern Europe, and then the whole world, God really took care for everything. He was taking care for everything. And be honest, be honest. He revealed unto us his word so thoroughly, so deeply, he revealed it. When I think on the sermons of the seven seals and what came afterward, God really, God didn't forget anything. But here's the point. By the divine revelation of the word, one must understand the things what the prophet said. One must place it scripturally, all the thunder doctrines and all kinds of things what is outside of the message. It's all unscriptural, unscriptural. It's unscriptural. Scriptural is only what is written in the scriptures. And Bible faithful is only to preach that what is written in the Bible. And we looked it up. 150 times Brother Branham spoke of Revelation 22, the last verses. Woe unto him who adds something to the written word or takes away something from it. 150 times Brother Branham emphasized that no one has the right to add something to the written word. And we are grateful, grateful, we are grateful that we really, from the beginning, we remained in the Word of God with all reverence, with all respect. And by God's help, we will remain in the Word until the end. Then, concerning us, we give glory to the Lord God alone. And Paul writes, also in 1 Corinthians, he writes, especially in chapter 1 and chapter 2. Let us read it. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. Here the man of God sets forth what the revelation of the Spirit means to him and what it still means for us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and here it's verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Amen. We're not presenting our own thoughts, our own doctrines. No. But God's holy word we present. And our faith is the faith as the scripture says. And therefore, our Lord has given the promise. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly the rivers of living water shall flow. Brothers and sisters, I say it once again, believe with all your heart that God has fulfilled has put the promise of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ into the center. As it was said to him, to Brother Branham, on June 1933, and what the message would fulfill, what the purpose would be of the message. We belong to those who believe God now. We belong to them who are participating into that, what God is doing right now. We are not playing religion. We are not playing charismatics. But we are thanking the Lord God for the great privilege that we may live now and that we may have known of that what God is doing in our time. In the same way as it was in the days of Noah, who believed, went into the ark. The others remained outside. With unbelief, God cannot do anything at all. But we believe God. We believe God's holy word. And the apostle continues to write 1 Corinthians chapter 2, especially in verses 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12 and 13. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The Spirit of God leads, of course, under the preaching, he leads into the Word. And we recognize what is being preached on the promises. We recognize what God has promised for this period of time. And we believe it. And I have the question, was it revealed to you, each one of you, was it revealed by the Holy Spirit? No one can shake you. No one can shake you. But as written here, but unto us, God revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Not the prophet said, or Brother Frank has said, no. The Spirit of God must be it who each one of us personally gives us this absolute certainty. Namely, that the Lord took care of it. That the Word was not only preached. On one side, Paul says, it was revealed to us by the Spirit, and we preached it, and then on the other hand, we, who we have heard the word, by the Spirit, we got it revealed. How often we said it here, brothers and sisters, how often? The same anointing of the Holy Spirit, which rested upon the prophets, and all of the word of prophecy was, of course, given to us. And then, as mentioned before, Peter could say, "We have now more sure word of prophecy, and you do good to take heed unto it as unto a bright shining light, which shineth in a dark place." To us, all of the word of prophecy, which is ordained for the end time, it was revealed unto us. There's really not one point, not one chapter, which remained in darkness for us. Although, sometimes, what Brother Branham preached, although we included, everything was illuminated. And how I like to hear him say, the sixth and the seventh seal refer to the time after the rapture. There are really statements which are so precious, like gold. And then we can see what others are misinterpreting, what others are misteaching, making doctrines out of it, which have no biblical foundation whatsoever. We can just time and again thank God anew with all our hearts that we understood everything what was said. And Revelation 10 belongs also to it. And then we hear Brother Branham say, here in Revelation 10, the Lord comes as the angel of the covenant directly to the Jews. Yes, I underlined it. Yes, I underlined it. And now somebody says, Revelation 10 is already fulfilled. The angel of the covenant has descended already. No! And again, no! Before the Lord as the angel of the covenant comes, before he puts his land upon sea and land, he will come as the bridegroom first to fetch his bride home. And the return of the Lord will take place. Matthew 25 will take place. That he will judge all nations. Also about this, I'm very happy that the various comings of our Lord are placed scripturally, namely there where they belong. Let us summarize, beloved brothers and sisters. I'm just anew overwhelmed in these last days. I'm overwhelmed. I'm dealing with a new circular letter. Many things are bothering me, but when I think about it, when I really think about it, that God really takes care for everything. I could contribute nothing to it. Also this, I said the last time already, I said it. I said for the glory of God. In June, it was 70 years ago since I dedicated my life to the Lord. 1948, in the first tent mission, which took place after the Second World War, there was a fiery evangelist in a tent preaching. He was preaching. I tell you, the Spirit of God came upon me. Tears, repentance came, and I dedicated my life to the Lord in June 1948. I look back to all the many years, and one could write a whole book about all the leadings and guidings of the Lord, and we are very grateful. Especially, I'm overwhelmed that God has included us directly, that we're not just are preaching something, but that we are preaching what God ordained for this period of time. Yes, by the ministry of Brother Branham, he said it loudly and clearly, and he was teaching it. Who of us can bypass it? Who? God worked in a supernatural way and confirmed it. He has given grace that all who received and all who believed, that they got the word revealed. And here, in the next verse, it's also written, next verse, 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. We have verse 13. Which things also we speak, by the things which are revealed to us by the Spirit, these things we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Indem wir geistgewirkten Inhalt mit geistgewirkter Sprache verbinden.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
These
spiritual things of the precious word under the anointing and leading of the Holy Spirit. This we preach and speak, and all the listeners and all who believe get it revealed by the same Holy Spirit. No discussion necessary. No conversation necessary. Just revealed by the Holy Spirit. Let us summarize what really touches me in these days. June 1933 and so forth. The faithfulness of God. The wisdom of God. The plan of God, the promises of God, everything in a nice order. And God, in the course of years, He led us into this wonderful plan of salvation. And by grace we can say, by the Spirit, it was revealed to us. And then it comes to fulfillment. Not one brother will teach the other brother, but they all shall be taught by God. And they will come to the same knowledge and doctrine. And thus, the unity is reached in the body of Christ. Every false doctrines brings separation. Every true doctrine unites us with God. One more word addressed to all the newcomers. Receive by faith and accept it. And then you will get it revealed by the Spirit of God. Just as we all, from the very beginning, we opened ourselves, we received and accepted, and so all the newcomers, as we heard it of Brother Hans Hendrich, there were hundreds for the first time in such a meeting in Romania. Hundreds. What I would wish that God's Spirit would come down in such a way, moving and working, that a breakthrough happens. It must happen with us first. Let us accept and receive the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the grace, and the salvation, the renewing, the new birth. Everything what God has given to us by His grace. And concerning the word, let me read two scriptures. Namely, from the Gospel of Luke, before we close, these two scriptures from the Gospel of Luke, the first one from chapter 4 and the second from chapter 8, so that we all know that our faith is anchored in the Word of God. Luke chapter 4, we read verse 14. Luke 4, verse 14. Perhaps
Ja, lesen wir erstmal Vers 14.
Ja, yes, we read verse 14. 14.
Kehrte
and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out news of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Do we have Luke 4?
Then
it's written
in verse 17.
And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place. We all know the Holy Scripture. And what was it about? It was about the Word. About the Word. The sower sows the Word. And then Luke chapter 8.
Der bekannte Vers,
Luke 8,
den wir schon mehrere Male gelesen
which we read
haben,
many times.
Luke, das achte Kapitel,
chapter 8.
Hier steht in Vers,
here it's written,
Lukas 8,
Luke 8,
Lukas 8 Vers 11,
verse 11.
Dies ist aber.
Now, the parable is this.
Dies aber ist die Bedeutung des Gleichnisses. Der Samen,
the seed is the Word of God.
Einfach urgewaltig.
Just very powerful. Please pardon me. Pardon me. But the sweat is running down and the glasses are wet. But you all have your Bible. You can read it. The seed is the Word of God. And the sower sows the seed of the Word. And I may say it in the name of the Lord here. We sowed nothing else but only the seed of the Word of God. And as sure as we did this, so sure a wheat field will be ripe at the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Every seed brings forth after its own kind. And I say it once again, when the Lord showed me this huge wheat field, what is the meaning of it? The Lord will gather his wheat into his garner, and the chaff he will burn. I believe, out of full conviction, that all who now hear and believe the divine message, who receive the divine seed of the Word in themselves, and the Holy Spirit comes upon us to bring forth the new divine life which is in the seed, it will be manifested. So sure we as the bride will experience the maturity, and at the return of the Lord we will be ready. I believe that God has done a perfect work of redemption, and that our rapture is guaranteed, that our calling out, our preparation is guaranteed by God himself. And we believe we have come out, we have separated ourselves from everything, and we believe the Lord God. Now all you ministering brethren, please, sow only the seed of the Word. The seed of the Word. And this seed will come up and it will bring forth fruit, and we will be prepared, and we will reach the full maturity, as written, until the perfect maturity is there in the wheat. May God grant it to me. May God grant it to all of us. I have one question. Did you understand that we truly found grace in the sight of God? Can you believe that the Lord brings forth the last message before the return of Jesus Christ, and that this message didn't bypass you and me, but that we have believed the message according to the scripture? Who has believed our report, which is God's report? Who believed? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then, every time, one can say anew, whoever believes the divine message, to him the arm of the Lord will be revealed. And the right hand of the Lord remains exalted, and the right hand upholds the victory also in your and in my life. The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory, as written in Matthew 12, that the Lord will bring forth justice. And we may say, the victory of our Lord is our victory. We have been pardoned, and we may follow our Lord, fully trusting Him. Can you all say amen to it? Then please let us stand up for prayer. Let us sing "Just As I Am." Also all the troubles, all the prayer requests which have been laid here at the pulpit, we will bring now before the Lord God. I may not forget to say here that Brother Helmut Miskis is greeting you all with all his heart, and we trust the Lord that He will make all things well, that He gives a healing miracle, and also all the other prayer requests, be it in the city of Prague, be it in Switzerland, be it in Austria. Everywhere we have troubles, whether with Brother and Sister Wieretzki, wherever it might be, we bring everything before the Lord God by faith. We are all going through trials. We are going through troubles. And we are trusting the Lord. He will make all things well. As we remain in silent prayer, let me ask, who would like to be included in this prayer? Who would like to be included? Do we have troubles in our midst which we can bring before the Lord? Everywhere, the hands are going up. Lord Almighty God, we are coming before the throne of grace. Because we know you, our Redeemer, you went with this, with your own blood, with your own holy blood. You entered the Holy of Holies. You laid it upon the mercy seat. Everything what condemned us by the law, you have forgiven us. And we thank you with all our hearts. As sure as the blood of the Lamb of God was shed, so sure we received forgiveness of our sins. According to the scripture, even your sins would be red as scarlet, they shall become white as wool. They are white as snow. We thank you with all our hearts for it. They are no more here. Beloved Lord, bless all brothers, bless all sisters, bless all for whom we are praying now, whether it's here, whether it's all over the world. Dear Lord, be merciful, hear us, save, deliver, heal, give grace, Lord, that all believe, and that all make their personal experiences of salvation, their conversion, their renewing, their new birth by grace. May they all experience it. And I thank you that you answered us, and that you have given to all for what we have prayed for. Also those in hospital. Beloved Lord, you know whom we mean. Great God, we thank you for your grace and faithfulness. As we remain in silent prayer, let me ask whether we have brothers and sisters in our midst which cannot believe fully yet that the Lord has sent the messenger with the message which is now forerunning the second coming of Christ. If you have trouble with it still, may this be the day of the divine revelation for you, that you can go home with this certainty, with this absolute from here. We believe as the scripture says, and we all know the Lord has given the promise of his own return. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again to take you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. This is, of course, God's promise, which we have in the Word, and that the Lord is watching over his word, and that he has sent his prophet, he has given the direct commission to him. And this shows us that we are living in this last period of time in which the calling out takes place, the separation and the preparation. Namely, before the return of the Lord, so that we are ready when the trump of God shall sound, and that when the voice of the archangel sounds, and that when the Lord himself descends to take us home, and when we will meet him in the clouds, to be with him at all times. Do we have spiritual troubles? Please raise your hand. Nobody looks around. Nobody looks around. Blessed and praised. Say all amen.
Amen.
Amen. the whole world, all our brothers, whether in Australia, New Zealand, whether in Canada, USA, Africa, on all the continents, they all shall know that God has his people all over the earth, and his own hear his voice, and they follow him, and they believe as the scripture said. Let us once again pray. Let us thank the Lord. Great God, you see my bodily exhaustion. But I thank you for your precious and holy word. I thank you for all my brothers, for all my sisters. I thank you. You spoke to us. You have revealed your word to us so that we can preach it. And you have given to all the same revelation who believe it and who received it. And I thank you for it, O Lord. I thank you for it that we may live now and that we may now have part in that what you are doing right now. Bless in all of Europe. Bless all over the world, on all the continents, and prepare us all unto the glorious day of your return. And I thank you for the guarantee which you have given to us. Inasmuch as we believe, then we will see the glory of God. Beloved Lord, as your prophet said, faith connects with the rapture. We believe that you will return to take us home. And as Enoch was not found anymore on the earth, so we will not be found on the earth anymore. Dear Lord, one more request. Please use this short time which is still left for us. Use this short time. Use it so that the last ones are being called out, that they believe and that they are being made ready. I thank you that you will return in our time and that we will see you from face to face, that we will be with you at the marriage supper of the Lamb. To you, the Lamb of God, be the praise. To you, the Almighty God, be the thanksgiving. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I don't know whoever will sing. We have a bit of time left. Do the sisters have one song? In the songs, it's always expressed what the Lord has done for us. In most songs, it's the gospel preached. It's the preaching of the word in the songs. Did we overlook somebody? Please show yourself. We will call you tomorrow. And I don't want that anyone is overlooked, that all can hear and watch.
Bist du bereit zu der Stunde, wenn Gott die seinen
when God calls his own home?
Hast du vernommen die Kunde?
Did you hear the report?
Wie die seinen belohnt?
How he rewards his own?
Wenn erscheint in den Wolken,
when he appears in the clouds,
in Majestät und in Pracht,
in majesty and in power.
Ich kann's nicht sagen in Worten,
I cannot put it into words.
Mein Herz, es jubelt,
my heart is laughing and jubilating. Wonderful on the golden streets. Wonderful in the Father's land.
Wundervoll sind seine Werke.
Wonderful are his works.
Herrlich im weißen
Glorious Gewand. In white garments.
Kannst du begreifen die Liebe?
Can you understand the love?
Die Jesus Christus dir bot.
Which Jesus Christ offers you.
Bist du mit ihm dann im Frieden?
Are you in peace with him?
Wenn Jesus käme,
if Jesus would come today,
er hat die Städte bereitet,
he has prepared the place
für die noch wartende Schar,
for the waiting multitude,
die immer treu für ihn streitet,
which is contending faithfully for him. The promised day is coming.
Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen.
Wonderful on the golden streets.
Herrlich im Vaterland.
Wonderful in the Father's land.
Wundervoll sind seine Werke.
Wonderful are his works.
Herrlich im weißen
Glorious Gewand. In white garments.
Nichts ist vom Leid mehr geblieben.
Nothing is left of trouble.
Spott und Hohn sind dann vorbei.
Scoffing and mocking is over.
Jesus will allzeit dich lieben.
Jesus wants to love you forever.
Dies meine Losung soll sein.
This shall be my slogan.
Möchtest du mit in die Heimat?
Do you want to come with
Willst Jesus
into the homeland? Do you want to see Jesus?
Er nur bringt dich in die schöne Stadt.
He alone brings you to this city.
Du brauchst nur zu Jesus zu gehen.
You just need to run to him.
Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen.
Wonderful on the golden streets.
Herrlich im Vaterland.
Wonderful in the Father's land.
Wundervoll sind seine Werke.
Wonderful are his works.
Herrlich im weißen
Glorious
Gewand.
In white garments.
Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen. Herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke. Herrlich im weißen Gewand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, very soon we will be with the Lord at all, for all times. I don't know whether our choir leader would have a song in the English language. We are of course gathered in a German-speaking country, but most in our midst, they speak other languages, and the English language is truly the world language. It was a German. It was a German who decided what would become the world language. It was a German man, which was, yes, it was a German who decided. Is our choir leader here? I want that all are feeling at home. Please feel at home. And I want that all are blessed in all peoples and tongues and nations. If not, then we stand up for prayer. And Brother Schmidt will thank with us. Lord and God, our Father, you have become our Father. We are your children. And to you, our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this day and hour. You spoke to us. You spoke to me. You pointed us to that. That you have given the promise. And your apostle who believed at the time and who trusted in you, we trust also you. And your return will not tarry. But you, we thank you that we can live in this time in which you fulfill everything. Lord in heaven, we see it with our own eyes being fulfilled. And we can say, as you said, that's how it's happening now. Now it's being fulfilled. We can see it. We can hear it. We don't need any interpretation. We need no explanation. But your promises, your word, everything what you spoke, Lord, it comes before our eyes into fulfillment. We just need to open our eyes and we just need to recognize it. My God, we thank you for your precious word. You spoke to us, but also worldwide, we pray, Lord, please bless each and everyone. You know all the languages. You know all the nations. You know all the peoples, all them whom you ordained to come out. Bless and give grace, Lord. Once again, the prayer requests which we brought before you and all who have entrusted themselves to you, your church, and also the meeting, the congregation at this place, Lord, we are all coming now together into your presence and we ask you, please be merciful to all of us who trust in you, Lord, also in our midst, Lord Jesus, you alone, as already said, you are the great physician. We ask you for your blessing. Lord, let us depart in peace. Let us depart in silence for the glory of your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Be praised. Hallelujah. Be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord has blessed us.